I'm with former Packers running back Dorsey Levins back at Lambeau Field. Dorsey, how would you describe your career with the Packers?
It was awesome. It was great. You know, I couldn't have wrote a better script myself. Turned out a lot better than I had anticipated. You know, coming out of college, the only place I didn't want to come was Green Bay because it was too cold. Yeah, and then I got here and, you know, it worked out perfect.
And you became a good cold weather back, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I'm born and raised in Syracuse, New York. So I can deal with the snow. I don't like it. I don't like the cold, but I can deal with it.
The 1996 postseason was your breakout time. Tell us about it.
It was a very interesting year. That was the year William Henderson took my job at fullback. So I went from hating him to loving him because he was a blocker for me. But it was just, it was one of those things. I didn't really like playing fullback, but I did want to play. So William came in. They drafted a true fullback, and William, he came in, got the job done, and I just accepted my role. You know, I had the ball in my hands, which is where I was the most comfortable, not as a blocker. So even though I wasn't a starter, I was doing what I wanted to do. So I was comfortable. I was happy, and that's why I was able to accept.
Okay, you replaced Edgar Bennett in 1997, rushed for 1,400 yards, made it to the Pro Bowl. Your memories of that season?
Unfortunately, the memory from that season is losing the Super Bowl to Denver. You know, but, up until that point, it was kind of it was what I had dreamed of. You know, being a starting running back in the NFL, rushing for over 1,000 yards, going to the Pro Bowl, going to the Super Bowl. It was a magical season. You know, I was with a very, very talented team, both offensively and defensively, which helps a lot. And it was a magical ride. It didn't end the way I would have hoped, but it was the best pro season I had.
Your favorite game?
Dallas, here, career game, 190 yards rushing.
What year?
97. Okay. 97, my year as a starter. Obviously, the NFC Championship game was a big game as well the year before that when we played Carolina and went on to New Orleans to beat New England in the Super Bowl. But I think for me, the Carolina game was a more important game. The Dallas game was a good game, though, and I had a bunch of friends who are Cowboys fans who were here, so I got to rub it in pretty good.
Your favorite teammates?
All the guys and all the running backs. You know, William Henderson, Edgar Bennett, Amon Green, Basil Henderson, just all the guys in that room. You know, even Harry Sidney, our coach, you know, we're like a family. Travis Jervey was my roommate. You know, LaShawn Johnson, all those guys, you know, we're like a family.
Your favorite blocker? Henderson doesn't count. It's got to be up front.
Up front.
Because I know you'd pick Henderson.
Yeah, you know, all those guys were good, and they all fought. You know, Aaron Taylor, Frank Winters, Adam Timmerman, Ross Burba was a guy. I used to love his attitude. He was a brawler. He wanted to get in there and mix it up with guys. So I don't have a favorite. I love all those guys.
You were in the movie We Are Marshall. Talk about your role in that.
I was an assistant coach for Xavier University. Role was pretty small, just going there, kind of holler at some people, scream, and have some fun. But it was a good experience getting a chance to meet Matthew Fox and Matthew McConaughey and talk to those guys about football. It was good.
And it led to a career in movies.
Not really a career. I've had a couple of more smaller roles. I just filmed a role on a TV show called The Game on BET that'll air soon. I filmed a movie last year in England called Gridiron UK about American football in England, which is, it's a comedy. It's pretty funny. Hopefully that comes out sometime next year. And right now, just, auditioning, writing, producing, just, trying to make my own way.